Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, this is Brother Frank speaking to you from the International Mission Center in Krefeld, Germany. We look back to a very blessed weekend. People came from all over Europe, even brothers from Iran and surrounding countries were here from Yerevan and were just grateful to know that God is calling his people, those who are part of the bride from all the nations. And brothers and sisters, especially to you who minister the word of God, there is such a desire among God's people manifested to be one, to love one another with the true love of God, for the unity in the Spirit. It has become a desire that was expressed also at this past weekend. And honestly, as I said, we had hundreds of people here from all over Europe and different countries. But we were one in the Spirit, acknowledging that God has sent a prophet according to the promised word, to bring us back to the scripture, to turn our hearts back to the apostolic teachings. And friends, with this, we have to understand, right at the very, very beginning, the original church of Jesus Christ was one heart and one soul. And this has to be right at the end in the very same way. And if we look into the message, beloved, how many different directions, interpretations, what type of sometimes even hatred is manifested among those who claim to love the Lord, to love the prophet, to love the word, to be ready for the rapture. Recently, a brother who would not even speak to me said to one of our elders, "I'm just waiting for the rapture." But he would not even shake my hand for many, many years. And brothers and sisters, that hurts, because the Bible says they who are with a pure heart will see God. Those who are ready, who are washed in the blood of the Lamb, those who have really experienced the new birth, the renewal in the Spirit, as the Scripture declares, those who are truly filled with the Holy Spirit, who are led by the Holy Spirit, who walk in obedience in the ways of God. Beloved, there are many points which we could refer to. I believe with all my heart the message of the hour. I said it many times. God gave me a great privilege to know the Lord personally, really by a supernatural experience of salvation, being born again, receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And since I was 17, I began to preach the word, to testify about the grace of God. And then in 1955, when Brother Branham came to Germany, I was in every meeting. And on August the 15th, which was a Monday, I met Brother Branham for the first time personally, shook his hand. And brothers, if I look to the number of times I met Brother Branham, driving with him in the same car, eating with him at the same table, listening to his sermons on a regular basis from 1958, translating all his sermons into the German language. So, beloved, I claim to know the Lord personally. I claim to know the ministry of Brother Branham. I claim to know the message of the hour. And God has given me the privilege to take the revealed word of God, not to add anything to it, not to take away, but the precious word of God revealed by the ministry of William Branham, who was the prophet promised for this day. Just before the great day of the Lord would be, the promise was made by God himself in the last few verses of the prophet Malachi: I will send you Elijah the prophet. Beloved, many believe this, but they still walk in their own ways, in their own interpretations, splitting. And brothers, if we believe the same word and have the same revelation by the same Holy Spirit that was upon William Branham, who saw the pillar of fire coming down on the platform every time he prayed for the sick. And in the Old Testament, the pillar of fire led the children of Israel. And because the same Lord in the Old and New Testament works in the same supernatural ways, he revealed himself as the same who talked to Abraham, who was with the children of Israel, who died for us, who rose on the third day, went to heaven, but before going up to glory, he made the promise, I'm going to prepare the place. Then I will return to take you to be where I am. And William Branham was sent with a message to call the bride out. And brothers and sisters, some wait for the return ministry. They wait for the resurrection of William Branham, sharing hopes which will never be fulfilled because there's no promise in God's word. People are being misled by misunderstandings of Brother Branham's quotes. Beloved, let me say this very straightforward. Just as John the Baptist had finished his ministry and was taken to glory before Christ died on the cross. So William Branham, when he had finished his ministry, he was taken to glory before the Lord returns. Are you to decide what God should be doing and how God should do things? Or are you to become part of what God is doing right now? And the key promise is, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so you are sent with the message which will forerun the second coming of Christ. So the Lord God has taken the messenger, but we take the message, the revealed word of God, to the ends of the earth. This ministry to which God has ordained me, I shall do until my course is finished, until I have done what the Lord called me to do on April the 2nd, 1962. Once again, before closing, let me emphasize, the time has come to stop with our own ways, our own interpretations. The time has come for the true believers to be one in Christ, in the Word, in the message, in the true love of God, which is poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Beloved, may God bless you and be with you wherever you are on earth. Be sure the Lord knows you and He will have His way with all of us who follow in obedience to the Word of God right now. May God bless you and be with you. In Jesus' holy name, amen.